Looking for a fun way to win 25 times your money this football and basketball season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of stats, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and injury insurance on your picks are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million players who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/play100 and use code play100. That's code play100 at prizepicks.com/play100 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
It is SNY.TV's The Juice on the Cuse podcast, covering Syracuse basketball, lacrosse, and football.
Today on The Juice on the Cuse podcast on SNY.TV, we'll be talking about Boeheim's Army and only 2 months to go for the Syracuse football season. I'm Wes Chang, and I'll be joined later by Brad Bierman, and our guest today is our great friend and Boeheim's Army general manager, Kevin Belby. Kevin, thank you so much for coming back on the program.
Wes, always good to talk to you.
And Kevin, we'll get you started on this one. You have another great roster this year. Eric Devendorf, John Gillen, Chris McCullough, Irinze Onuwaku, Brandon Trish, Hakeem Work, Darrell Watkins, and Jordan Crawford. The roster's really coming together. You have to like your team a lot at this point.
You know, it sounds good when you throw all those names out there. Yeah, the team definitely sounds good. You never know how it's going to look until everybody's out there on the court. But I think one good thing is, almost all of these guys have played for Bam's Army before, so they know the structure of the tournament, the format. They're familiar with playing with each other. I think that that's going to be – I think that's really going to help us in a tournament like this where you need to win six games in a row.
Kevin, you have one more player that you can add to the roster. Is there any chance that it's Carmelo Anthony?
I go to bed every night praying that it will be, but no, I would be really surprised myself if it was. I know that he, really wants to get back into the NBA and hasn't given up the pursuit of that. It didn't work out last year, but at least the Lakers are going to need a couple players. I know that. So he's got an open invitation to join this team, and he does have a history with TBT. 2 years ago in Baltimore, he was kind of like the ambassador of the Final Four, and they did charity events in his hometown. And obviously, we've got Hakeem on our roster, who, of course, is on the national championship team with him. So, he knows all about what we're doing and what we're about, and would love to have him. But I do think that he'll probably be on an NBA roster, which would be great. I think the more Syracuse guys in the NBA, the better it is for the program.
I know we hope it's Carmelo Anthony, but if it's not, what type of player are you looking for to fill in that final roster spot?
Somebody like you, somebody with a good jump shot. I think I've seen some of your Instagram videos before. we do want a shooter. We want another kind of, a small forward type of guy. Last year we had Demetrius Nichols, who was awesome. Would love to have him back, but I think he's had a really long season and will probably take the summer to rest. But a guy that's kind of in that mold, I can play 2-3, maybe even guard a 4, and can shoot, can make plays for others. That's the type of guy that I think would kind of round out the rest of the roster, because we've got good guards, we got some good bigs, and I think one more guy kind of in the middle to balance it out would be would fill everything out pretty well, at least on paper.
Kevin, talk to me about the sponsorship opportunity with Boeheim's Army. Seems like a great opportunity to get exposure on a national platform.
Yeah, this is the first time TBT is allowing us to do something like that, and it's a great opportunity for either a business locally in Syracuse and Central New York, or really a business anywhere that's trying to get some exposure, because we play on a national level, teams on ESPN and ESPN2, and there's the ability for a company or a brand or a person to have their logo on our kind of bracket tag, when we win a game and we stick it up on the big board they have. The logo will be on there. It'll be on banners in the arena on our shooting shirts. And, you know, obviously we'll be able to promote it on our social media pages as well. So a pretty cool, unique, one-of-a-kind opportunity. As you know, we've never done something like this before, so I've had some interesting inquiries, but still listening, and you know, hope to have that finalized real soon.
Kevin, we'll get you out of here on this one. Onondaga Community College will host the first three rounds of the TBT. It has to be a huge competitive advantage for you guys to be playing in front of Orange Nation.
It's something that I've been hoping we could do for literally years now, and I've been pushing TBT to do it. And I mean, you know, West going to Syracuse is just it's a basketball town. It's a basketball city. And not only will our game be well attended and great atmosphere, but I think the whole weekend will be a lot of fun to have up in Syracuse. And, you know, that's a city, it's a community that knows good basketball. And, you know, as you know, the basketball tournament, it's no joke. These guys are playing at a high level talent-wise and competing really hard because there's $2 million on the line. And, you know, every game is do or die. And now with the Elam ending, every game ends in a game winner. And all the games are fun. And we've had some insane classic games over the years, overtime games, double overtime games, a game where we came back from 20 points down with 10 minutes to go. So we certainly won't have any easy games up there. So it should be really fun to watch. And, you know, I just know that having a sold-out SRC arena at OCC, it's about the best competitive advantage we can get. You know, if we can't have Melo playing for us, probably, you know, the next best big advantage we have is having a sold-out crowd. So I can't be more excited for that. I know the guys are, too. I think it's going to be really fun to bring these guys back up there. You know, somebody like Akeem Warwick, who had literally at this point, you know, played almost 15 years ago, you know, at least 15-plus years from the national championship game. It's going to be fun for him, fun for the fans, and I can't wait for it.
Kevin, thank you so much for coming back on the program. July 26, 7 p.m., Boeheim's Army, Onondaga Community College. Be there. Always enjoy having you on the program. Go Orange and go Boeheim's Army.
Happy to do it, Wes. Go Orange.
Great stuff from our friend Kevin Belby. And I'm now joined over the phone by the Juice Online editor-in-chief and my very good friend, Brad Bierman. Brad, how are you today?
I'm doing well, Wes. Thank you.
Brad, we're in the middle of summer, which means that we're getting that much closer to kickoff for Syracuse football. And one note from last week is that Syracuse was initially picked at 5.5 wins by FanDuel. I think the over on that one is one of the easiest bets you could ever make. What do you think, Brad?
Well, I think it's good business by FanDuel, right? It creates a lot of interest and it gets people talking. And, of course, they hope that leads to getting them to open their wallets and make a proposition bets for the season. I agree, Wes. I think that this team is you know, explosive offensively, defensively, the line, the secondary is, you know, all conference caliber in just amazing what Dino Babers has done in the turnaround here. And I agree with you that the 5.5, looking at the over for wins, when you look at the non-conference schedule, Western Michigan, Holy Cross, Liberty at Maryland, certainly going to be tough, you know, not shortchanging these other teams, but Syracuse is going to be prohibitive favorites. The Clemson game in the dome, then the ACC road will always be tough, always on the road. Syracuse struggled until last season to win road games in the ACC under Scott Schaefer and Dino Babers and turned the corner there and now protecting the Loud House. So I agree at 5.5, I would take the over as well.
Brad, some of the preseason awards are starting to come out now, and you have Athlon Sports and Street & Smith recently releasing their All-American and All-Conference teams. And unlike the past couple of years, Syracuse is getting some recognition. You can see the two main players, Andre Schmidt and safety Andre Sisco, all over the All-American list. But you're also seeing some All-ACC guys like Alton Robertson, Sterling Hoffrichter, Sean Riley, Aaron Servais, and Kendall Coleman. It seems like college football as a whole is starting to catch up to what the Orange is doing up in Central New York.
That's exactly it, Wes. Everybody else is finally catching up to what Syracuse did. We're coming up, you know, in just a couple of weeks, the ACC football kickoff event in Charlotte. I go back to a year ago at that event, nobody was giving Syracuse any credit in that hotel ballroom, and it'll be held at the same event this year. So that paradox will be interesting to see how much attention Syracuse will certainly get this year as compared to last year. So that was last July. It took winning, of course, to change the perception and get the national rankings and attention and then the big bowl game win. It's just still amazing to me how fast it has happened, because it takes so many things in the athletic department, the university, the cooperation, Dino Babers getting to expand his staff. It's at record numbers when you look at how many people work for the football team or program in the athletic department, and all the improvements with the Ensley Athletic Center and everything else behind the scenes has really fueled that. And as an observer for as long as I've been, that is still what really makes me shake my head, just how fast they have moved into the national conversation, right up the ladder in the ACC with only a couple of programs ahead of them going into this season. And now the players you just mentioned getting first team All-America recognition, Syracuse football. Wow. Just saying that, you know, just makes me tingle with excitement for the upcoming season.
Brad, let's shift to the overall picture of the ACC right now. As we both know, the SEC, Big Ten, and Pac-12 all have their own cable network. The ACC is getting in the game now with dwindling ratings and revenue. Do you see the ACC as too late to the game, or is this going to be a boon to all the ACC schools, including Syracuse?
I think it's going to be a boon because you can start with Clemson football. I mean, national champion. So football runs college sports, and so Clemson football's number one. So that's going to be guiding everything. You have to be part of Clemson football in the ACC. And then, of course, you have to have Duke basketball, North Carolina basketball. So the ACC strength lies in the tradition there. And, of course, the tradition of late with Clemson football since 2000 and the national championships this decade. So I've said to folks, since it hasn't started yet, it's really hard to visualize the change this is going to have. But when you think about every sport getting the kind of coverage it's going to get, at Syracuse, all 20 programs now, all the men's sports, all the women's sports, for the parents, the relatives, fans of that sport, friends of the athletes, high school coaches that coach these players, the exposure is going to be incredible, and it's going to be there all the time. And the carriage deals they've done so far in a national effort have been extensive. They're going to reach a lot of households. It's going to probably be right up to the last minute in negotiations. That's how these things usually go with cable networks and new sports networks and not everybody wants, but it's going to probably go down to the 11th hour of negotiations before August 22nd launch. But then people are going to see, as soon as the games start appearing exclusively on the ACC network, initially people are going to go, where are these games? I can't get the games. They're not on ESPN. They're not on Raycom, the traditional outlets for ACC sports. So all of that's going to take several months into the fall that culture changes. And of course, we already know that the Syracuse basketball opener against Virginia, the defending national champions, is an ACC network exclusive. So that'll really hit home by the time November rolls around. But it's really a milestone event. It's going to propel this conference west into the 2020s, and the exposure on so many platforms is going to be unprecedented.
Brad, we are right at the end of our show. Your closing thoughts.
A little birdie tells me, Wes, that patrons to the Carrier Dome this fall will be in for a treat and a surprise, and they buy concessions. John Wildack has been working behind the scenes for the last couple of years, taking a lot of input from season ticket holders and fans about the overall Dome experience, and there's good news on the front of concessions for the upcoming football season at the Carrier Dome.
Brad, my closing thoughts are on Carmelo Anthony and NBA free agency. The big bombs from Sunday were that Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving were teaming up in Brooklyn, but I'm interested to see what the former Syracuse star ends up suiting up again. I think the LA Lakers are a great fit if he's willing to accept a bench role to team up with his buddy LeBron James. I'm just hoping it works out for him. That's it for us for Brad Bierman. This is Wes Chang reminding you that if they could read, I think wolves would be really offended by most fairy tales. You've been listening to the Juice on the Cuse podcast on SNY.TV, and we'll see you next time.
This has been the Juice on the Cuse podcast, part of the SNY.TV audio network.
Why?
If you have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this a lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.